for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, March the 21st, 2008. Tom Stone is the speaker of this service, teaching on commandments.
Oh, Tom, come and tell us about the ministry of Jesus.
It's about Jesus Christ. And if any of us ministers get that out of kilter, we're in the wrong area of His ministry. Because it's Jesus Christ who died to set you and I free. You know, if it wasn't for Him, this season that we're celebrating right now wouldn't even be here. This is the weekend of Passover. Now, we don't use the word Easter around here. That's not the proper name for it. It's Passover. Because Ishtar, if you want to worship the goddess, go ahead, but I'm not going to. So, and a lot of people have gone to sunrise services, and you're not going to see Jesus Christ, but you're going to see the sun come up, and you're worshiping the sun. So, this is Passover. So, I wanted to get that out of the way right quick. I don't know, you throw your tomatoes now if you want to, but well, we need to be aware of some things. And there's many other things in that area that I don't have time to teach or preach in one session. There's so many things that's going through my mind right now that I would like to share with you, but I'm going to have to contain and get down on one area. And I know it's just the time of day that your carbohydrates crash and your sugar goes kind of bonkers and you want to go to sleep. So we're going to bind that in advance right now. Lord, we just come against this sugar drop right now in Jesus' name. We bind it up and break the power and the authority of it. We come against this la-la land, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord, this hiding place that we don't want to be here, we want to hide in Jesus' name. We come against that hiding place in Jesus' name, that false death. We break the power and authority of it right now and command it to come off you folks in the name of Jesus. You know, I was thinking about, well, you know, a lot of areas that we've preached and taught in, and a lot of times we go back to the law, and we're not Jews, by the way, around here. But I'm telling you what, we need to understand what the law is, because a lot of us is under the law, under curses, under hexes, vexes, and spells, because we do not know the law, and we strayed from Jesus Christ. So today I want to show you something, if the Holy Spirit allows it, as I want you to be able to consume it, to ingest it, to think about it, and I want to talk about the commandments. And today the traditional church says we're no longer under the commandments. Well, I'm here to differ with you, because all the Ten Commandments are in the New Testament, but there's so many commandments there that we need to realize. Now, I may walk around and be like the knocker in England, you know, the church. When they found somebody asleep, they go around and pump you on the head with a long stick. We don't have a stick around here, but I'm going to come around and tap you on the shoulder. Yeah, we got a stick there. Big, ugly stick. Hallelujah. Let's all go to John chapter 1. And when you say that, you get there, I'll say amen. Amen, huh? I might be a little quicker than you. How many of here has been raised in the Baptist realm? You remember the Bible drills? I never won. So, but they always taught the young kids to find the books of the Bible, and it was a very good idea, because that way you can follow the ministers and find out, are they telling me the truth? Are they really reading the Scripture to me? But anyway, back to the commandments. I want to read this and I want to implant this in your mind very first thing. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, was God, was God. The same was the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was nothing. These are things made that was made. In Him was life, and life was the light of man. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Sometimes we're in darkness, and we don't comprehend some things. So, now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 6, 25. And I'd like to show you something else. But if you turn it through here, and we'll go back to Leviticus right quick, and I want to show you something that a lot of people look over, and it pertains to exactly what I said. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 25. And it shall be the righteousness, if we observe and do all the commandments before the Lord our God, and His commanded us. Alright. Of course, the traditional church, the New Testament church, and they say, well, the commandments is all done away with. Well, that's not right. Let's turn back over to Leviticus, because right quick, I want to show you something. It said in the very first chapter, and the Lord called Moses, and he spake unto him. Now, who wrote Leviticus? Moses. But who spake unto Moses to tell him what to write down? Who spoke unto him? The Holy Spirit, God. Chapter 6, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying. Chapter 8, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying. Now, let's go back to John chapter 1. In the beginning, what? He was the Word. And the Word was God, right? So who wrote this book? God. But now if God and Jesus are the same person, who wrote it? Jesus. A lot of people overlook that. Chapter 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses. Chapter 12. The Lord spake unto Moses. 13. The Lord spake unto Moses. 14. The Lord spake unto Moses. You getting where I'm coming from? And the Lord spake unto Moses. Jesus spoke unto Moses. 16. Jesus spoke unto Moses. And Jesus spoke unto Moses, chapter 17. 18. 19. 20. 21. 22. Now, can you take the Old Testament out of the New Testament? You can't do it. What was the apostles in the New Testament speaking from? The Old Testament. But they moved up one notch because they had the Holy Spirit come up to them. Because only Moses and the elect heard from Jesus at this particular time. But once He came in the flesh and was manifested, and He was hung upon that cross and died and went into the grave and rose on the third day, and then He told us to go back to the upper room and wait until the Holy Spirit came, then we all received the gift of hearing from the Lord. But how many in here wants to hear from the Lord? But you got to understand the Old Testament. See, you got to hear the heartthrob of God. And the heartthrob of God is Jesus Christ. So as we start hearing the heartthrob of God, we start feeling the Holy Spirit. We know how to go in and out with Him. And the camp has been studying on a Thursday night the book of Solomon. And you want to have a romance, or you want to have a love affair with God? You need to understand. You want Him to embrace you. You want to have that kiss. And the kiss, by the way, I believe is deliverance. Because there's a There's an awareness. I mean, there's a deep awareness that's opened up to you the minute you receive deliverance. When you've been in a bondage and then He sets you free, you know He's been there. And He loved you enough to die for you. And guess what? He extends that love more and more and more as we realize who He is and what He is. But we also need to realize what the Old Testament is and who wrote it and who He wrote it to. He wrote it to you. He wrote it to us. And there's some things. But also, in the Old Testament, it's not only the book of the law, it's also an area that teaches us to maintain a healthy life. Just like we were ministering in the Old Testament, in the men's meeting a while ago about the curse of the bastard. There's some things there we need to know. But also, if we curse our parents, we need to know some things right there. And that's the first commandment with a promise. You'll have long life. But guess what? If you curse your mother and father, guess what will happen to you? You're worthy of death, to die the death. Matter of fact, it says. So there's some things we need to realize. Yes, some of our parents was terrible. They were. But guess what? They only done what their parents showed them to do. So they said, I was raised that way, so if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for you. In a lot of cases, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. And there's some things coming down the pike very soon that we're going to need to know what is what. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 5. Because I'm telling you right now, there's some things that's coming down the pike that you can't arm yourself good enough. You can't store up enough groceries to survive it. There's some things that's coming down you cannot. I continue to tell you, you cannot. It's only going to be by the Holy Spirit. Now, I've been in places that the Holy Spirit has come down and absolutely covered me where I could not be seen. It wasn't me, but it's God Himself. Now, how you get that place is by listening to that Holy Spirit, by listening to God, knowing who's speaking to you. Because there's plenty of voices out there that's going to speak to you. But you better understand who is speaking to you. I'm telling you. Because there's plenty enough false information out there that will whisper in your ear. That will whisper in your ear. They will tell you this lie. If you cut them off over there, if I go, I want to kill that person, blah, blah, this and that and the other, you're releasing a murder spirit on you, and guess what? Who lives by the gun will die by the gun. Who lives by the sword will die by the sword. Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, when they came after Him, and Peter pulled out his 18-inch sword and cut off Malchus's ear, He said, put away your sword. Put away your sword. Put away your sword. He says, my kingdom is not flesh and blood. See, and if you're fighting against flesh and blood, you're fighting against the wrong thing. There's many times that we come in here and we see all kinds of things on people, but we choose to look past that. Because we know that Jesus Christ can set that person free. How many of you wants to be free? Do you? Do you really? Do you know the cost that really takes to get free? Die. Die. And it's a good day to die, by the way. Die to self. Die to thy fleshly wants. Die to the lust. Die to the pride. Die to anger. There are people that come through here and has anger enough to, you can take a wooden match and take it out and stick it on them and it'll light. You don't have to scrape it. They're so mad, so hot. But guess what? Anger is not where it's at. Anger is not going to get you anywhere. It will get you killed. Plain out killed. And if you're in that area, guess what? Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Do not go to, what's that name, Park Place, or I don't even know that. I haven't seen it in so long, it's unreal. You cannot go to the to the railroad. You can't buy the railroad. You can't buy this. You can't go to the bank. But I'm telling you right now that we need to know the heart throb of God. And the way to start at it, you need to start understanding the first five books of the Bible. It tells you what to do and not to do. Now, Adam and Eve sinned, right? All right. And then what happened? They got kicked out of the garden, right? Now, he said, we have to make our living by the what? The sweat of our brow? No, sweat of our face, our whole body. We're not only going to sweat in the face. You're going to sweat under the armpits. You're going to sweat down the back. You're going to sweat down the front. And it's happened that way because of one sin. Now, what does sin do to you? Huh? Yeah. But also, the other part of it is, it messes with your immune system. It messes with your DNA. Because sin started the progression of old age. It started the progression of death. And none of us are going to get out of here alive. The rapture theory, everybody's going to get out of here with this body. Guess what? I don't want this body. I don't want this body. Because you'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye at the catching away. But also, a lot of people think, well, we're not going to go through tribulations. Tribulations, all it is problems. And everybody has made a mysterious word out of this word tribulation. I'm looking at a lot of faces that's been through tribulations. Some of you have been shot, stabbed, raped, beat, burned, whatever. And if those are problems. Divorces, lawsuits, those are problems. Losing money, those are problems. Nobody likes to lose a lot of money. Nobody likes to lose their homes. Those are problems. Nobody likes to lose their children. Those are problems. Those are tribulations. The people in Africa, they don't have a thing. All they've got is a rug, maybe to sleep on. Sometimes they don't have no change of clothes. They've got one garment. I got so many clothes in my closet until I can't get another one in there. Who's sinning? I believe I am because idolatry of storing things. Sometimes I need to... Yeah, I'm getting some Snickers back there. I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one that does this. And we need to come out from underneath it. Matter of fact, the Lord's kind of, you can nudge him all you want to. He's right. But he stores up things. But it's a mentality of having a poverty spirit on you. Sir, you will not be in poverty no longer, but God says He will restore what the cane worm and the palmer worm has taken from you. He will provide everything you need. He's going to provide everything I need. He'll provide what you need. And yet we go out and store all this stuff. 150 bolts that don't even fit nothing that I have is sitting there. You know, I need to bring them down to you, I guess. Let you store them for a while. But I'm telling you what, we can fall into this this place so quick and so easy, it's unreal. I don't have a thing to wear. I got to go buy me a new dress. Anybody feel that way? Or I got to buy me a new shirt. And we got all kinds of stuff to wear. And then we say, well, they're coming to get it. They're coming down the road, Carla, and they're going to take everything I got. So what? You know, back in the year 2000, I was working with this young man, an Australian man, and he went through some times in Australia. He was in the military over there with England. And they went into a little New Zealand or something. They had a war over there. And they brought in martial law. And boy, he said, they wouldn't let you do anything. They wouldn't let you travel. They wouldn't let you have this and that and the other. Well, the same thing happened here in the Depression. If you wanted to buy a gallon of gasoline, you had to have a stamp. You wanted to buy a car, you had to have a stamp. Yeah, World War II. At the beginning of it, or right at the end of it. But I'm going to tell you what. This man didn't like it. But he said, we was talking about this Y2K thing coming up. And the computer crash, and they're gonna the commies are coming in, and all this stuff right there, and and they were going to be taken over. And this man got so afraid that he had to go down to the doctor to get some sedative pills to calm him down, because he was storing up gasoline, he was storing up guns, he was storing up all kinds of explosives and this and that and the other. And guess what? I told him, I said, they've already got you. They haven't fired a shot, but they've consumed you. They have consumed you 100%. You cannot sleep at nighttime. He said, how did you know? You wake up in cold sweats. How'd you know? Fear. But God said, I didn't give you a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. We need to know what He says to us through the Old Testament, that we can walk into it and be manifested in the presence of God. Been times that I've been ministering to people up there, and they would take their hands and snarl like this and try to swing, and there would be a Holy Ghost shield come down. Wouldn't touch you. Wouldn't touch you. You don't need an armor-plated vest. The Holy Ghost can do it. He can let you walk into rooms and out of rooms and never be seen. But you've got to hear Him. You've got to tune. We need to somehow get the volume turned up in your spirit somehow this weekend by deliverance, to understand that we can hear the voice of the Lord and He can tell us to go, stop, shut up, sit down. Or say, thus and thus. Thus saith the Lord. And usually I don't like to say, thus saith the Lord, because I would rather say something to somebody and not look like what they call a religious freak. But guess what? I am. But I would rather maintain and say, hey, tell that person something about personal about their lives that will touch their spirit man. But you've got to listen to God. He's got to tell you before you can tell them. And we need to know it, because I better get back to my verses, because it's good. It's good. I'm telling you right now. Okay. Did we read 15:5? Only if you're careful, hearken unto the voice of the Lord. You see what I'm talking about? Hearken unto the voice of the Lord God, and to do all these commandments which He commanded you this day. In other words, if He says, go somewhere, that is a command. One day He told me to go to jail, and I didn't want to go to jail. I said, I don't want to go down there. All them people do is lie. They'll tell you just what you want to hear, and then as soon as the door closed, they do exactly what they want to do. But the thing of it was not the fact that I was going to go down there and minister to this person. He was just trying me to see if I would do what I was told. And sometimes you'll be done that. If you will do something He tells you to do. I walked in the jail, walked behind the counter, walked down the hall, knocked on the door, and by the way, there was a jailer standing right there. He didn't even say hi to who are you or nothing. The jailer in front didn't say hi, who are you or nothing. He opened the door, went into the lockdown, went down to the lockdown where he was. He opened the tin where they were not supposed to come out, and the person came out. I witnessed to him or her, and I told her what God wanted me to tell her. We sang songs. I went right back to the door, and I got to the door. I didn't even have to knock on the door, and the door opened. I walked out of that place. They never asked me who I was, what I was doing there, or nothing. Now, I know that God can shield you. I know it, I know it, I know it, I know it. And you cannot take that out of my knower. And I know He will talk to you, and you can't take that out of my knower. He will tell you things. A guy ran into me 60 miles an hour head on. Broke my little truck, broke my heart. I had a soul tie with that truck, Carla. And I looked it all over the state of Arkansas. I never found another one like it. I had to get prayer. Diane, she said, you got a soul tie with that. Out in the name of Jesus. And I settled for another truck. But guess what? God knows your heart's desire. How many of you got a desire in here to fellowship with God? I know you do. You don't have to show your hand. Because you're here, you're hungry. You're hungry to fellowship with the Lord thy God. And when the Lord touches you, and a lot of people does not want to leave this place because the Lord touched them here. See, this is a day of your jubilee, or the year of your jubilee. And jubilee means being set free of angers, fears, and frustrations. of anger and fear and frustrations. Anybody ever been frustrated? We'll finish that verse. It says, and commanded thee this day, for the Lord thy God blessed thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend. Okay, it talks about we shall not be in poverty. We should be able to lend to many nations. That's the United States. But guess what? We have turned around and we have let our leadership go to pot because we have not prayed in our closets. Guarantee it. If we prayed for our leadership like we're supposed to, our country would not be in the position it is today. And what I'm talking about, how many of you get up around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? You wake up that time? That's the time God's trying to talk to you. He's saying, well, first off, you got to go to the bathroom and get the pressure off, and then He wants to talk to you. But He uses that. He says, I will try your hearts and your reins. And your reins are your kidneys. And your kidneys flush the poison out of your system, down into your bladder, and guess what? I was talking to a friend of ours, and I told him, I said, you need... Well, they were, first off, I'm going to back up. They were complaining that I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning every day. I don't get rest. I don't get rest. And how many of us, I'm guilty of it too, but I want to go take a nap. Oh, 2 o'clock comes. Oh, that sugar crash. You know something? There's nobody asleep in this place. They're afraid of that stick over there. But I told them, you need to get up at that time and start praying and doing warfare. And after 2 or 3 years, they said, I've done it. You wouldn't believe what happened. You would not believe what happened. I said, yes, I would. Because guess what, guys and ladies? We need to learn how to do warfare in our sleep. It says, pray continually. Do you not have nightmares? Do you have dreams that's not godly? You might not right now, but you have had or will have, because there's not a person alive that don't dream, because your mind never shuts down. And guess what? We need to be able to do it in the nighttime, in the night season. Because I used to have nightmares all the time, and they'd be horrible things. They'd be running down the street, shooting at me, and I'd be running and this and that and the other. And I said, is this real, God? Can we really bind these things in my dream? I turned around and I bound it in the name of Jesus. I bind it and command it to loose me right now. Guess what? I didn't hear the gunshots no more. I didn't hear the footsteps behind me no more. But yet, it took a time. I had to do warfare in the nighttime. And we're going to have to do warfare for our children. We're going to have to do warfare for our mothers and our fathers, our uncles and our aunts, our cousins. Sometimes for our mothers and fathers as they get older. We need to do warfare. And it needs to be so ingrained in us that it's not an event, it's a lifestyle. Because this thing we're talking about today, if you came here for deliverance just to get a quick fix, you're coming for the wrong reason. It needs to be a lifestyle from now on with you. Because what you learn here, if you don't walk into it, it will cause you more harm than good. Now, folks, you've got to make up your mind. Are we going to enter into this battle? People don't realize it, but once they proclaim the name of Jesus, you entered into a battle. And Satan is out to claim you back. He's out to kill, steal, and destroy. Everything you put your hands on, anything you touch, he will. If he can't get to you, he'll get to your children. And I got one lovely young son. We used to call him a knothead, but I changed that around. You know, because you'll be cursing your children if you call them knotheads, dummies, or whatever. And they're under the curse, and I've had to start breaking that off of me because I was called a... what did my sister call me? A wild bush or... wild weed or something like that. Anyway, I was a black sheep. She was cursing me all my life, and I didn't realize it because she was calling me the black sheep. Have you ever called anybody the black sheep? Have you called yourself the black sheep? You cursed yourself. So we need to change our vocabulary. I think I can, I think I can, I know I can, I know I can. That little engine that went up the mountain, and guess what? We're going up the mountain. Psalms 103:18. Because God has provided us with some things, and we don't even realize them. He gave us the keys to hell and the grave, and we refuse to pick them up. Did you hear me? We refuse to pick them up. If somebody gives you a key to a brand new house, a 2,000 square foot house, marble countertops, fancy Thomasville cabinets, all kinds of crown mold around it, they got ceramic tile in kitchen areas, you got plush carpet all throughout the house, you got stainless steel hardware all over the place, you got touch, go in the room and clap your hands, the lights turns on, and he gives you the key to this house, what would you do? I mean, gives you the deed with it. What would you do? Take ownership. Well, he's giving you the keys to your life. And we refuse to pick the keys up to take ownership to our lives. Yeah, you refuse to believe it's true. Now, somebody would say, well, I give you this key to this fancy house and don't take it. What would you call them? Stupid. A fool. There's where two fools met. One offered and the other refused. But God's not that kind of person. He offers it, and even though you refuse it, He still will offer it. And all those people that died before us that didn't accept Him, He died for them just as much as He died for you. The keys to the kingdom of heaven. My goodness. I'm getting nowhere quick. All right. 112, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord and delighteth greatly in what? His commandments. Blessed is he. You want to be blessed? Learn what he's saying. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 119, verse 19. And I'm a stranger in the earth, and hide not thy commandments from me. He says, even the stranger, he will not hide his commandments. In other words, even the stranger, he wants to bless. And if you believe in him and you're his child, how much more do you think he wants to bless you? Okay. Verse 47, same chapter. I will delight myself in his commandments, which hath loved. See, we need to be understanding, and we start needing to come to an area of love, what discipline is, because a lot of times these things keeps us out of problems. So if we receive wisdom before we get into a problem, wouldn't that be blessed? Wouldn't you be blessed? You know, I'm a carpenter. I make mistakes, but I know of a carpenter that did not make a mistake, and that's Jesus Christ. And I want to know Him. But the other part of it is, I want Him to know me. So we need to make a relationship. And so, if we do this, and we love His commandments, they're not hard. They're not hard. They're not hard. I want you to understand that. If you love them, and you love Him. Alright. Verse 86 in the same chapter. And all thy commandments are faithful, they persecute me wrongfully, and help me, help thou me. All right. How can these commandments persecute us if we go against them? That's where the persecution comes. That's why then people say, well, God, why did you do this to me? Well, God, why did you let this happen in this situation? And then we are caught in a blame game towards God. You're on the wrong side of the fence. Because you don't blame God for what you've done to yourself. And then you've got to go back and say, Father, forgive me. And get the things turned around and right. A lot of times we need to get deliverance. Prayed for. Verse 127, same chapter. There I love thy commandments above what? Gold. Yea, above fine gold. How many people in here likes gold? You know, that stuff is up almost $1,000 an ounce now. If you had a 1 ounce gold piece, you'd have $1,000 in your hand. And His commandment's worth more than that. Because all it is hearing the voice of the Lord. And 90% of the time when He talks to you, it will be a command. Because I've heard Him say, Tom, you don't look around. You look unto me where your strength comes from. That means look unto Him. That means commanded Tom to look to Him for the problem I was in. The guy tried to run over and kill me. I said, Father, he tried to kill me. He said, go pray for him. I said, yes, sir. He said, Tom, turn around. That was a command. I had to turn around. I was going this way, and I had to turn around this way. All right. Matthew 15:9. I'm excited. I don't know about you. I'm excited about hearing from God. Because I'm going to tell you what. Nobody has to tell you who is speaking to you. Because you'll know it, and you'll know that voice. You know that tone. And just like as you know your children's voice that's in the other room, you'll know it just as well as your spouse's voice in the other room. And I guarantee you, you'll know it even better. Because He can provide everything for you. 15 verse 9. But in vain they do worship and teaching for the doctrine and the commandments of men. See, there's two different kind of commandments. There's a commandment of God and there's a commandment of men. And guess what? They will command us one day that you cannot teach in Jesus' name. You will not be able to bring up the Father's name. You will not be able to bring up the Holy Ghost's name. You can't even do that in a restaurant today in the United States that we have the legal ability to do that. You could say it, but you'll be the only one left in there. Because I used to have a lot of zeal, and I'd go into restaurants, and I'd start talking about God, and we'd talk about church first. You could talk about church all day long. You could say anything you want to about the church. You know, who's handing out bulletins? Who's doing this? Who's doing that? Who's part of this lodge? And who's going to this church? And who's doing that? And then you say, well, you need to come to church. Well, I don't want to go down there where them hypocrites are. And I tell them, well, you need to go down there and show them how it's done then. But then you guys start talking about Jesus a little bit. Boy, you get wide-eyed. And if the conversation gets any a little bit deeper, and the Holy Ghost done some, you talk about the Holy Ghost, and all of a sudden it's just like a smoke got up. Left the room, and you kind of, you know, if you got B.O. Because I guarantee you that they don't understand the Holy Ghost. We've got a dear beloved brother-in-law, and he's a Baptist deacon, and I love him. I've been in my family 42 years. My sister just died, and he knows how we feel, and I've ministered to him a lot of times. One day it was at the kitchen table, and he just had a wreck, and he was afraid to go back to work because he was a traveling salesman. He drove a lot in cars out there in California, all up and down Highway 5, you know, and there's lots and lots of traffic out there. And he was afraid to get back in his car. And he said, and my righteous indignation just drove up, and I said, I bind that spirit of wreck over you in the name of Jesus. Command to leave you right now. And he just said, you know, he has never complained about having fear of driving anymore. Because that fear of wreck left him just like that. Has no problem getting in his car and leaving and going anywhere. We was out there when my sister died, and we was at a Carl's restaurant or something other. And we were sitting there, and nothing was said about, we wasn't preaching to him about anything. And all of a sudden he brings up the deal about speaking in tongues. And I'd done and had a conversation with him before. And then all of a sudden, Diane, she takes up this statement, and she told him exactly what happened to her. See, I'm going to tell you a testimony. But she sought the gift of the Holy Spirit a number of years. All they could do was give her books and stuff like this. But one night she says, God, if this is for me, you'll have to give it to me. And a few days later, she woke up sitting in the bed, speaking in tongues the next morning. It was given to her. So, guess what? He is real. And she told him this testimony. And he didn't have nothing to say. And she said, well, I'll send you, I've got some scriptures at home I'll send to you. Well, he said, send them. He said, send them. So a few days later, we talked to him. And he brought up these people's names. That this lady, she had a lot of zeal. And she was in a prophetic church out there. And we saw her at the what do you call it, memorial? Because we went, this, in California, do things kind of different. They take it, I mean, it's a different place for different folks. Like my sister, she was in the casket. We went to the funeral home. We opened the casket, looked and seen everything was okay. And they closed it and never opened it again. They took her to the graveyard. They let her down. They had about two verses. They sang two songs. And we left there and went to the church. And then we had a celebration. Completely different. But it's a pretty neat thing. Yeah. I'm not going to complain about it. But then the church fed, I think it was 300 or 400 people there, maybe 500. And we all met in the hall and we ate and had a good time. And we met this lady that we told her, don't let your zeal get ahead of what you fix and say. She didn't know what to think about that. And so anyway, but I said, continue to doing what you're doing. But she was the one that really challenged him about speaking in tongues. So he thought that we were going to send some scriptures there to combat what she was saying. Wrong. Because it is a gift of God. How, if God was standing right here and he says, I want to give you any gift you want, would you refuse it? Look over in chapter Isaiah 11. It talks about the wisdom and it talks about God's personality. Let's go there right quick. Because God wants to give us some things. And He wants to give Himself away to us. Verse 2, and He said, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon you, the Spirit of what? Wisdom. How many wants understanding? All right. Who wants wisdom? Who wants the Spirit of counsel? Who wants of might to do mighty things? Okay, the Spirit of knowledge. See, all these are gifts. And we'd be foolish to turn any one of them down. But we have to get to a place to understand who God is and who is His voice. And if we're willing to do anything He asks us to do, I don't want to sweep the floor. I want to be the prophet. I don't want to pour the concrete. I want to be the preacher. I want to tell everybody else what to do. I don't want to get my hands dirty. Too bad. You hear him? He said, too bad. But just think about it. We need to be able to move in any place. I don't care if we're male or female. We can do something. We can carry water to the workmen. We can pray blessings over them. We can encourage them. We can sweep up behind what they mess up. And because I'm a messy character on the job. But we can fill every position that God wants us to fill, but we got to hear His voice. If we could do that, then He will give you another situation. He will give you another charge. He will give you another commandment. He will give you another job. He will give you another position of going from teaching the toddlers to the young adults. And then He will give you a place of teaching the adults. But it's a position. And He elevates us. Men does not elevate you. God elevates you. But you've got to have the godly principles in you before God will elevate you. In other words, when I first came down here, I like to tell this, and I told Brother Glenn, I said, Glenn, I'd like to sit under you. And he just looked at me and kind of grinned. He said, yeah. And walked on. Because no telling how many people, has come here and said, Brother Glenn, I would like to sit under you. I want you to be my pastor. And they were here a week or 2 days because they were told to do something. And I didn't want to do this. And so I got up and pew, out the door. Because you offended me. You told me to sweep the floor. You told me to haul garbage. Yeah. Do and see, those are the same kind of commandments God wants to do. He wants to tell you to do something, but you got to listen what He wants to tell you to do. Am I making sense to anybody? It took me a long time. It took me 50-some-odd years almost. Yeah. And a good thing about this funeral, I went to my sister, and I'm not saying I'm glad she did, no. I'm talking about I met some people there that I had gone to church with, and there was 15 of us who was all baptized at the same time, and I realized and I counted it up, I've been baptized 52 years, you know, with Christ. And even that day that I received Christ, it was a Baptist church, and they was preaching, it's a heresy to speak in tongues. But I came to him. I came that night. That preacher scared the ever-loving, you know, the fireplace out of me. And I said, God, if you're real, I don't want just part of you. I want all of you. And he baptized me that same time in a Baptist church, speaking in tongues, that I couldn't speak in tongues for 15 minutes after it happened. And the preacher just, whoa, I don't know what to do with him. Just shove him back over here in the corner. But God is real. I didn't even know about speaking in tongues. I didn't even ask for the gift. But I said, God, I want all of you. I want all of you. And I come to find out that there's a lot of things to speaking in tongues. It's a warfare tool. It's a not only a warfare tool, but it builds you up when you're praying in your own. I can even think about it. And it's like God puts His left hand right there on the back of my head and it just flows all over me. And He wraps His right arm around me. You want to see it? Look in the Song of Solomon. Look in the Song of Solomon. He will do this. And we just think it's the Holy Ghost comes, it's the frio bumps comes over. No, it's God embracing you right at that moment. He wants to embrace you. He wants to show you His love. He's concerned about every moment of your life. Every moment of your life. Okay. We went to 15:9. Let's go to Mark 7:7. And this is just a prelude, I think, to what another minister is going to talk about, I think. But anyway, we need to understand His commandments, His statutes, His precepts, these kind of things. But here we are in the New Testament, 7:7. It talks about, it says, howbeit in vain in the worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. So we got commandments of men that we need to stay away from. They say, you can't teach in God's name. You can't say His name. We saw it with the Holocaust. They had to renounce God to stay alive. But they did not do it. Verse 8, for laying aside the commandments of God, we have laid down the commandments of God, and we picked up doctrines of men. It's all right to have an abortion. Wrong. That's a lie. It's all right for us to marry who we want. Wrong. We've laid down His commandments. We have not upheld the Word of God. And we've turned our nose and said, oh well, let somebody else deal with that. Ye hold the traditions of men. Who sets the traditions we go by today? Our governments. You can't paddle a child in school. In our school, we can. Thank God. And then the parents come up there and they jump all over the teachers. And And then the Holy Ghost rises up in my little wife. She says, it's your problem. If you were to teach these kids and you would correct these kids in home, we wouldn't have this problem today. And a lot of these students, a lot of these children or these parents were students of hers back then, and they break and cry. And the Holy Spirit has done convicted them. They did not love their children. They did not correct their children in home. We have laid down the commandments of God. He says, teach this Bible, this law, this Holy Spirit to your children, to your children's children, to your children's children, and it shall be forever. And the world has came in and told us what we can do and what we can't do. They've taken the Ten Commandments out of this and that and the other. Out of the courts. Out of the schools. And out of the heart of other people. But if it's written in our hearts and it's written in our mind and our Cro-Magnon, because some of us are pretty hard-headed, because I was a Cro-Magnon child, that I just let things blow over. And it finally got through this dense mind, sir. It finally got through this head that I need to be doing things differently. Differently. All right. John 14:21. John 14:21. And he that hath my commandments and keep them, he that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of many, of my Father, and I will love him, and he will manifest his self to who? To him. How many people in here would want God to manifest themselves to you? In the privates. I mean by exhorting you, by giving you favor, by moving in your behalf. He wants to manifest himself. But he wants to manifest this to everyone that believeth in him. And you got to believe in your heart. But there's some other requirements that no, everybody wants to be a leader of a big old band, but nobody wants to follow Jesus. Nobody wants discipline. How many here wants discipline? Whoa. And kind of went really slow then. But if it's a gift, yay! But discipline, that means, hey, if he says, don't do this, don't do it. Don't go out drinking and carousing around. Don't be shooting yourself in the veins with amphetamines. That's not hard to do. Just say no. And ask God to remove you out of that situation. Because you don't fit there anyway. Because once you do that, they don't want to have nothing to do with you anyway. And they really don't want to have nothing to do with you anyway before then. Because all they want to do is pull you down to where they're at. Because they're miserable. Their lives is undone. He that hath my commandments and keep them, he is in love. And he that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved of many, by my Father. And I will love him, and he will manifest himself to me. I want God to manifest himself to me. Because I guarantee you, when he starts manifesting himself to you, hey, that hair will turn up on the back of your neck. Them frio bumps will come down from the top of your head to your sole of feet. You know something's happened. You know he's present. And if you don't know he's present, then you need to check it out. What's wrong? What's going on? Do you have anger? Do you have bitterness? Do you have hatred in your mind? Do you want to go out and kill your enemy, or do you want to pray for him? Because I guarantee you, I've had all those, and I've had more success praying for my enemies than going out and busting them in the chops. More success for praying for my enemies. You want to be a successful person? Pray for them. You'd be surprised what happens. You would be utterly surprised. All right. No, Colossians 2, 22. All right, 22. Which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments of the doctrine of men. You want to perish? Go with the doctrines of men. Let's go to John, 2 John, verse 6. I got that one right because there's only one chapter there. And this is love, that we walk after His commandments. And this is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, ye shall walk in it. You want life? Life more abundantly? Find out what God wants to tell you through the commandments that He has written in this book. Guarantee you life. And life will be given to you. And just for instance, some of the laws. It says in Leviticus 11:1, these things you cannot eat. You need to understand those kind of things. These things you cannot eat. But also, Leviticus 19:26, do not eat the blood. It is a law of God that you cannot eat blood. And matter of fact, it's found three different places. Leviticus 19:26, Leviticus 3:11, Leviticus 7:22-27. Talks about the blood. And says, you shall not eat the fat thereof. We need to understand these things. And these are all guaranteed. They're spiritual things, but they're also healthy things. God wants to keep you alive without arthritis. He wants to keep you alive without what's that disease Thomas had? Lupus. He wants to keep you alive from a lot of different situations. You can't eat the flesh of human beings. Do not eat a beast that dies of its own, or was killed by another beast. These are all bacteria. It talks about all the things that's unclean to eat. And they've all got bacteria. They all got the same bacteria in them that will set up. How many in here likes arthritis? Nobody likes arthur, huh? You renouncing? Well, guess what? You stop eating those things and you renounce it, you'd be surprised what could happen to you. Especially when the Holy Ghost tells you. Leviticus 10:9, drink no wine nor strong drink. Unfortunately, a lot of us have, but we don't know more. But when he says strong wine or drink or evil spirits like or spirits like you see on the liquor stores, guess what? You'll get you a spirit. Guarantee it. Because I've told this testimony lots of times. I'm going to tell it again. You may get bored of it. One day I crashed the prayer meeting here. I was in trouble. And Glenn and Fern and Outlaw, she's done and gone. But they prayed for me, and they broke the spirit of the curse of alcoholism. I hadn't drank anything for 20 years. And when I burped and spit in the bucket, I tasted the last thing I drank. You want a spirit? Get you some. But I want God. I want Him to know me. And I want to know Him. And the way you know Him, you get in His Word. You get in His Word, you understand the first five books of the Bible. That's the heartthrob of God. But who wrote it? Jesus. We don't fight our enemies with guns. We don't fight our enemies with bombs. We don't fight our enemies with weapons of warfare of men. We fight them with the Holy Spirit. But yet we don't have the tenacity to go into warfare because we lack the understanding how how to combat these people. And we've seen salvations come just by starting praying for these people. You want to see your enemy saved? And if you don't, you need your mindset changed today. Because Jesus Christ died for that person the same as He died for you. Yeah, and I know they're coming down the pike. They're coming. But you don't have to be whipped by fear before they get here. You don't have to be carried off with shackles into fear. Your pockets don't have to be drained by fear. Your spirit, man, don't have to be consumed. Here's one. It says, do not eat food on the third day. Now, you have a big turkey dinner. And you keep that booger in the fridge for 4 or 5 days and you just keep going in there. Pretty soon, you might get a hold of a piece of turkey that give you the backdoor trots. Or the throwing up at the same time. But there is a law saying you're not supposed to eat leftovers too many times. Did you know that? Well, it's there. It also says, let the poor glean from your fields. If they're truly poor and they've done everything they can possibly do, you need to let them eat. But if they're just saying, hey, you're a Christian, I demand you give me something, guess what? That person's got an evil spirit and he's just trying to live on fat of the land. They need to go on down the road. We need to understand who's talking to us and who we're dealing with. Are we dealing with people that want to fraud the church? I've seen them come and they go from church to church and make it all the way across the United States just begging. And then they get the other side and they come right back. Yeah. They got guts enough to admit what they're doing. And we need to have the tenacity that we need to be able to discern who we're talking to. But then also, we need to know who we are in Christ to be able to combat it. How many love Jesus? How many want a coming out party? Oh, we're getting less hands. Nobody wants a coming out party. Nobody wants to lose their friends, huh? Nobody wants to lose the little voices that speak to them. Hallelujah. That's what we're going to do. So I'll stand up, wiggle around. As you sit down long enough, I kind of timed it. It's been an hour now, over a little hour. Really been an hour and a half. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you and glorify you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we come to you by the power and authority of Jesus Christ. But I come to the Father. God, I thank you for giving your Son. Lord, I thank you for sending your Son that we may have freedom. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. All right, repeat after me. Lord, I confess I'm a sinner. And I need you. I confess that you came in the flesh. You was crucified and buried. And on the third day you rose. And now sitting on the right hand of the Heavenly Father, forever making intercession for us. Lord, I forgive my enemy. Lord, I forgive my close friend that is my enemy. In Jesus' name. All right, just sit down. Thank you, Father, and I praise you and I glorify you. In Jesus' name. Lord, we just take this time, Lord God, we just praise you and we glorify you. Lord, we come right into this ecclesiastical courts right now in Jesus' name. I bind the spirit of lust. Lust. I bind all lust right now in Jesus' name. Lust of the flesh. Lust of all kinds of lust of things of this earth. We break it and bind it. Command it. Loose the people right now. We come to you by the blood of the Lamb right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Fantasy lust, I bind it and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. All defilement, I bind the spirit of defilement right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose them. Loose them right now. All defilement. Move. Come out of them right now. All adultery right now in Jesus' name. I break it and command and loose you right now. All fornication in Jesus' name. I break it and command and loose them in Jesus' name. Incest. I bind the spirit of incest in Jesus' name. I break it and command and loose these people right now in Jesus' name. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. That we have the power and authority to become free in your name. In Jesus' name. All exposure right now in Jesus' name. Exposing yourself in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break it and bind it and command and loose you right now in Jesus' name. All frigidity in Jesus' name. Being turning your mate away in Jesus' name. I come against incubus and succubus that cause you to turn away from your spouse in the name of Jesus. I bind that spirit and command and loose you right now in Jesus' name. All incubus and succubus spirits, I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All smut in the name of Jesus. All pornography in Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All filth in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. All filth, clutter, ungodly clutter, ungodly filth. I break it and command and loose in Jesus' name. All oral sex, I bind and break the power and authority of it. In Jesus' name. Command and loose these people. In Jesus' name. All anal sex, in the name of Jesus, I break it. Command and loose them. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it in Jesus' name. All sodomy spirits, in the name of Jesus, I break it. Command in Jesus' name. Having sex with animals, in Jesus' name. I break it. Command and loose you in the name of Jesus. All sleeping with your pets in the name of Jesus. I break that power. I break that control. I command it to be gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. All spirits that take me, I break that spirit that take me, asking for problems, asking to be raped in the name of Jesus. Break it and command it loose you in Jesus' name. All rape spirits, I break and bind the spirit of rape, male or female, in Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power and authority of it. Command it loose these people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All obstinance in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. Command and loose them. Loose them right now. In Jesus' name. All pornography. Bind it and break the power and authority of it. Command and loose the people. Loose them right now. All pornography in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Child pornography in Jesus' name. I break it and command and loose them. I bind it. Break the power and authority of it. In Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus. All spiritual procrastinating flashbacks in Jesus' name. All pornography flashbacks. All pornography memory in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. Command and loose you in Jesus' name. All child molestation, I bind and break the power and authority of it right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I bind it and command and loose it, people, right now in Jesus' name. All burning passion, I bind the spirit of burning passion. Command it to come off the people right now. Come out of their minds, will, and emotions in Jesus' name. All spirits of harlotry in Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. All spirits of harlotry where people just live with people to be able to make it in the name of Jesus. I break it. Command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of prostitution. I break it and bind it. Command it to loose the people in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. Command it to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, and I praise you and glorify you in Jesus' name. All sexual enticement, water clothes, where clothes are so tight that they look just like they're painted on. I break it and bind it, command and loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All lesbianism in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it, command and loose them. Loose these people right now in Jesus' name. All sexual and morality in Jesus' name. All homosexual, male and male, in Jesus' name. I break it. Command and loose it right now in Jesus' name. All homosexual spirits in Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power and authority. Command to loose the people right now. All homosexual spirits. All spirits of even thinking of it right now in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. Command in Jesus' name. All spirits of bisexual. I command it to be broken. Command to move up out of these people. Move out of their minds, will, and emotions right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of bisexual, I bind and break the power and the thought of it right now in Jesus' name. Command to loose them in Jesus' name. All in Jesus' name. All cross-dressers, I bind and break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I break it and command to loose you in Jesus' name. All transvestites in Jesus' name. It goes along with Deuteronomy chapter 23. In Jesus' name, anyone wounded in their stones shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. All transvestites in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All expeditions. How do you spell the word? Exhibitionists in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of the name of Jesus. I break it and command to loose their minds, will, and emotions. In Jesus' name. All flattering words in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you in Jesus' name. All lust of the eye in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power. I break it and command to loose these people in the name of Jesus. Come out of them in Jesus' name. All lust of the flesh in Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power and authority in Jesus' name. All inordinate affection. That's where you put your love into animals more than you do your spouse in Jesus' name. I break it and command it to loose you right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And mighty name of Jesus. All masturbation. I break it and command it to loose you in Jesus' name. All sodomizing in Jesus' name. I bind it and break the power in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All mastism in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it and command you loose you in Jesus' name. All spirits of seduction. I bind and break the power and authority of in Jesus' name. Command to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All incubus in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose these people in Jesus' name. All perverse spirits in Jesus' name. I break it, bind and command to loose you in Jesus' name. Perverse spirits in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you. All pride, spirits of pride. All avenues of pride in Jesus' name. I bind and break the power and authority of it. Haughtiness, come out of the people. All spirits of haughtiness right now in Jesus' name. All egotism in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you right now. All ego, better than you, better than thou in Jesus' name. All selfishness in Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. All conceit, I can do it better than you. I bind it, break the power and authority of me in Jesus' name. Come out of the people right now in Jesus' name. All vanity, I break it and command vanity. Vanity is vanity in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose them in Jesus' name. All self-righteousness in Jesus' name. I break it. I come against that, in Jesus' name. I break it and command you loose you in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, self-righteousness, self-importance, in Jesus' name, the Queen. I come against the Queen right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all spirits of arrogance, I break and bind and command and loose them, in Jesus' name. I break that spirit of arrogance, in Jesus' name. Self-centered, center of attention, all center of attention spirits, in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you right now, in Jesus' name. All superiority in Jesus' name. I break it. Command to loose the people. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Pride of life in Jesus' name. I break the spirit of pride in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We break it. Command to loose them. Self-sufficiency in Jesus' name. I don't need anybody's help. I can do it all by myself. I can do it better than anybody. I don't need somebody to help me. I break it, command to loose them right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All pretension, all spirits of pretension, in Jesus' name. Deception, and bind it, break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. I move right now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, and I praise you, and I glorify you. All right, in Jesus' name. The selfishness, all spirits of selfishness right now. Egotism, I break it right now, in Jesus' name. I command to loose them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The spirit of egomastic in Jesus' name. I break it and command to loose you in Jesus' name. Number one. I come against the spirit of number one. I bind it, break the power and authority of it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Self-centered in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And idolatry right now in Jesus' name. Break it and command to loose you. In Jesus' name, all idolatry. I'm number one. I've got a better car than you. I've got a better house than you. In Jesus' name, I break it and bind it. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Self-approval. Got to have approval all the time. I break it and bind it, command and loose the people in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Self-interest in Jesus' name. I break that. All just interested in what I want in Jesus' name. I got to have it my way in Jesus' name. Self-concern. What about me? What about me? What about me in Jesus' name? We break it and command and loose in Jesus' name. All self-seeker spirits in Jesus. In Jesus. I break it and bind it and command and loose you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Taker, not a giver. I bind and break the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Command and loose these people. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for it right now. In Jesus' name. People users. In Jesus' name. All people users. I bind and break the power and authority of it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of inconsiderate. In Jesus' name. You got to answer the phone. You got to talk to me. I don't care what you're doing. I break it and command and loose you. In Jesus' name. And all spirits of narcissistic in the name of Jesus. I bind and break the spirits of narcissistic in the name of Jesus. You come out of the people right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of narcissistic in Jesus' name. I break it and command and loose you. In Jesus' name. All spirits of abortion. I bind and break the power and authority of it. In Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. Child abuse. Child abuse in Jesus' name. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. Whether you've abused somebody or if you've been abused, I break it and bind it, command to loose you right now. Child neglect. Whether you've neglected the child or you've been neglected, I bind and break the power and authority of it. Come out of them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Child abandonment. If you have abandoned a child or you've been abandoned, I break the power and authority of it right now in Jesus' name. Child murder. I bind and break the power and authority of child murder in Jesus' name. Command, loose the people. Loose them right now in Jesus' name. All control, possessiveness in Jesus' name. I break it and bind it. You can't leave the room. How dare you leave the house? You can't go to the store. You got to stay here. I'm afraid. I break that spirit of fear right now in possessiveness in Jesus' name. Command and loose them right now in Jesus' name. All spirits of dominancy in Jesus' name. All spirits of dominancy in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You got to do what I say in Jesus' name. I break it and command and loose you in Jesus' name. All spirits of deception, break it and command and loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All spirits of lying spirits. I bind you, break your powers of authority in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, for it in Jesus' name. We praise you, we glorify you. Now, Lord, Father, we just come against the spirit of nemesis right now, backlash and retaliation. I bind the spirit of backlash and retaliation over these folks right now in Jesus' name. I bind it up and break the power and authority of it. Command to loose them right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now fill them up with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, and meekness. And temperance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And we pray over the food right now. In Jesus' name. Bless the food for the nourishment of our bodies. Lord, bless it for the furthest of the gospel, Lord God, that we go forth from this. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Anybody need further prayer, my wife and myself will hang around and pray for you. You're dismissed.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. And LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.